Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ezras Hashem, we're going to finish Siman Reish Tzadi Aleph and begin Siman Reish Tzadi Beis. So we are up to Seif Vav in Siman Reish Tzadi Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Nashim Chayavos B'Sut D'Shlishis. Very simple, Halacha. Women are obligated in Shalosh Udos. If you look at the Mishnah Berura, he explains, D'Lekol Mi L'Shabbos Yishvi Yishashavim K'Poshim Sparar B'Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. Because women are chayav in all the same, in every element of Shabbos, just like men are chayav in every element of Shabbos. Meaning, when we say, Kol Shiyash B'shamer, Yeshna B'zachar, it doesn't just mean Kiddush, it means all the elements of Shabbos. Va'od, Shigam Heim Hayu B'nei Shalaman, Val Kulam Amar Echlu Ayom, Dimizah Nilmar Chiv Shalosh Udos B'Shabbos. And we also have Afei No Yibosa Anes, that Shalosh Udos is a Zecha to the Nes of Naman, so Afei No Yibosa Anes would tell me that women are Chayiv as well. This is two Shitos in Rishonim that the Mishnah Berurah is referring to over here as to why women are Chayiv in Shalosh Udos. The Rav Shlomo Kluger in Tshuvas Ha'elef Chachah Shlomo already deals with why it is that so many women have a practice or a mistaken practice of not eating Shalosh Udos. And he suggests that maybe some of the women say, well, I, you know, just like there's a Machlokas Rishonim, so each Rishon thinks the other Shita is wrong, so maybe some of the women say that both Shitas are wrong. So that's it's hard to say, because there's absolutely no Machlokas whatsoever as to whether women are Chayiv in Shalosh Udos. They absolutely are Chayiv in Shalosh Udos. The only Machlokas is why they're Chayiv in Shalosh Udos. Okay, so now moving on to Reish Tzadi Beis. These are the dinim of Mincha and Shabbos. B'mincha omer Ashrei V'Letzion V'Anis Filasi, and Mincha you say Ashrei V'Letzion and you say V'Anis Filasi. Let's actually take a look at the Mishnah Berurah right now. Omer Ashrei V'Letzion Mafsikin B'Kaddish Kodem V'Anis Filasi V'Amiros U'V'Letzion B'mincha u'b'makom seder kedusha d'chol. Those are two sentences. First, u'mafsikin b'kaddish kodem v'anis filasi. We say ashu v'letzion, we say kaddish, and then v'anis filasi. And as far as v'letzion is concerned, v'amirus u'v'letzion b'mincha u'b'makom seder kedusha d'chol u'b'shabbos shemarichin harbe b'shachos u'musav y'nichu ad ha'mincha. That really you're supposed to say v'letzion in the morning, but we're busy saying everything else in the morning. We have this long shachos and this long musav, so we hold off on v'letzion until mincha because we didn't say it in the morning. V'anis filasi. Why do we say Vanis Filasi? Who Alpia Medrash Shamar David Pnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu? It's based on the Medrash that David says Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shalolam Ein Umazu Kovdei Galulim. Look how different the Jewish people are than the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Sheshosim Mishtakrim Upochzim. The Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they drink and they get drunk and they act crazy. Va'anu Lokein. We don't do that. Afal Bishachalim Vishasinu. After we eat and we drink, Vanis Filasi. We'll go right back to Tefillat Avodah Hashem. Afal B'mincha Shal Yom Tovin Amrasa Kibin Dein. Mincha Yom Tov, we don't say Vanis Filasi because we dafka want to say Vanis Filasi at an Eis Ratzon, and when the Torah is out, just like when the Aron is open, when the Torah is out, that is a particular Eis Ratzon. So that's when we want to highlight Vanis Filasi. Umiu b'Shabbos nogulomru af b'makom shein sefer Torah v'chein afilu b'yachid. But once we're saying it on Shabbos, it's like a low plug. Even if you happen to be in a place where there is no sefer Torah, you still say Vanis Filasi on Shabbos. Back in the Shulchan Aruch now, motzi in sefer Torah v'korin shlosha anoshim asor p'sukim miparsha ba'a. So you take out a sefer Torah at mincha and you read three olim for a minimum of 10 p'sukim from the following week's parsha. V'afilu chal yom tov lios b'Shabbos korin parsha. And even if the Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos the following week, we're still going to read from the next week's Parsha and not the Kriya of Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Gimel, Motziinu mitakanas Ezra Kedisa B'Gemara. This is the Takanas Ezra to read from the Torah at Mincha and Shabbos, Shlosh Hanashim, three Olim, B'mincha Inomrim Kaddish al Abima li Olam, Hainu Bein B'Shabbos Bein B'Tainis. At Mincha, we don't say Kaddish at the conclusion of Kriyas HaTorah by the Bima, and that's whether it be Shabbos Mincha or whether it be a Tainis Mincha. Rak Lefnei Amud Kodim to the Shmon Esrei. The Kaddish is said right before Shmon Esrei at the Amud and not at the Bima at the conclusion of Kriyas HaTorah. V'kainami Sefer Torah, the Kaddish that we say at the Amud right before Shmon Esrei is meant to go back on the Kriyas HaTorah. Di'i Yomru Miyad Al Abima. Now why? Why is it that when we finish laning in the morning on Shabbos morning we say a Kaddish? We finish laning on Shabbos Mincha, we don't say a Kaddish. Well, why not? Because if you were to say it Al Abima Imkein Lefnei Amud Lo Yomru Kaddish, you wouldn't be able to say it Lefnei Amud. You wouldn't be able to say it right before Shmon Esrei. Kein B'Malah Lahafzik Ben HaKaddishim, because you need something to be mafsik between one Kaddish and another. And there's nothing that appears in the Siddur, in Mincha, in between the end of laning and the Kaddish right before Shemona Esrei. Yahalu pasuk echad lo avi hafsik. Yahalu is not a hafsik. V'afshom mizmor al Hashem la'aretz ein ze mikra adin. And the paragraphs that we say as we're putting the Sefer Torah away, that's not mikra adin, so that doesn't count. So there's nothing that is being said between the conclusion of laning and the Kaddish before Shemona Esrei, so you can't make two Kaddishim out of that. So you have to make a choice. Either it's going to be the Kaddish on the Bima, or it's going to be a Kaddish at the Amud. And we always prefer to have a Kaddish right before Tefillah Shemona Esrei. So that's why we're going to make that choice, right before Shemona Esrei. The Levush explains, in the Dirshu he quotes it, that the reason we dafka want to have a Kaddish right before Shemona Esrei is that it gets everyone's attention and puts everyone on the same page, so everyone will daven Shemona Esrei at the same time, so it'll be the ideal Tefillah B'tzibur. Mashenken B'Shachris, as opposed to that Shachris, Yesh Hafsik B'Amiras Ashrei bin a time. You're going to say Ashrei in between the Kaddish at the conclusion of laning and the Kaddish before Shemona Esrei. So you could have two Kaddishim. Ulefizek She'in Sefer Torah B'Shabbos B'Mincha. So therefore, if you don't have a Sefer Torah at Shabbos B'Mincha, Lo Yomur Rak Pamechad Kaddish Achar Ashrei V'Letzion, then you only say one Kaddish after Ashrei V'Letzion, U'Pasuk V'Anis V'Letzi Yomru Az Kodem HaKaddish, and say Vanis Tfilasi before that Kaddish, Kaddish Lo Yeh Hefzik Min Kaddish L'Tfila, so as not to generate a Hefzik between the Kaddish and the Tfila. You don't want to save the Vanis Tfilasi for after the Kaddish, because if you're going to go right into Shemona Esrei, that will be a Hefzik. V'lo B'shul Yom Tov, Da'akriya Nena B'shul Yom Tov, Da'mincha B'Yom Tov in Korin. This is going on what the Shulchan Aruch said, that you don't lane at Shabbos Mincha the next week's Yom Tov Kriya. You only lane the next Parshas HaShavua Kriya, because the Kriya that you're doing is not for the sake of Yom Tov, because on Mincha and Yom Tov, you would not lain. You would not lain Mincha and Yom Tov. Okay, says the Shulchan Aruch, now Sif Beis, Omrim Tzidkascha. We also say Tzidkascha after Shemona Esrei. V'imchalbo yom she'ilu hayachol lo yu omrim bo b'mincha nefilas apayim ein omrim Tzidkascha. If it's a day that had it been a weekday, there wouldn't be a tachnun, then there's no Tzidkascha on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah Tzidkascha, why Tzidkascha? It's Tzidduk Adin. D'meisu bo Yosef Moshe v'David. Because Moshe, Yosef, and David all died Shabbos at Mincha. V'lechei nagu shalo l'kboa az medrash. And that's why there's a minhag not to have a Seder Limud at that time. Ki chacham shemeis kolam drashos betelim. Because when a chacham dies, the batim medrash are batel. U'bach herich lochiach shalomeis Moshe b'Shabbos rak be'erev Shabbos. Now the Bach shows that Moshe Rabbeinu did not die on Shabbos. He actually died in Erev Shabbos. V'lo nignas at Shabbos b'mincha b'shaita deis ratzon. And he wasn't buried until Shabbos at Mincha, which is the time that is an Eitz Ratzon. And even though you're not allowed to bury people on Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe Rabbeinu. He could do whatever he wants. Ukumot Shkasa Bizar, V'anu Arm Tziduk Adin, Allah Bizman Shenignas. Like the Zohar says, and we say Tziduk Adin at the time, not that he died, because he died on Erev Shabbos, but at the time that he was Nignas. V'yesh Mefarshim Dom Tzidkaskal Hasdik Adin Al Rasham Shechazim Gehenim Motzai Shabbos. Others say that, no, the reason we say Tziduk Kascha at Mincha is not because of the death of Moshe, Yosef, and David, but it's because of the return of the Rasha'im to Gehenim. Bo b'mincha v'chulei, pirish, bein sheyom ha-Shabbos hu Rosh Chodesh, bein sheyom rishon sha'achrav hu Rosh Chodesh, whether Shabbos itself is Rosh Chodesh, or whether Sunday is going to be Rosh Chodesh, and therefore Shabbos is Erev Rosh Chodesh, since had it been a weekday, you would not be saying Tachnun, because you don't say Tachnun mincha and Erev Rosh Chodesh, so you don't say Tzidkoski either. V'im kein, ilu ha-yichol, lo-yom mincha, nefil sabayim, shekvar chal b'mixiyom sha'achrav, l'chein gamate, enorm Tzidkoska. Right, that's the rule. If you wouldn't say Tachnun, then you don't say Tzidkascha. Let's just finish up the simon. We might as well. Says the Ramah, V'nagu shalo l'kba midrash bein mincha l'mariv. There's a minug not to have a shir between mincha and mariv. Avlom pirkei avos b'kayit v'shir amalos b'choref v'kol makom l'fi minhago. Then you say pirkei avos v'shir amalos, but everyone should follow their minhag. Says the Mishmur of Katan Ches, V'nagu v'enu iser el minug l'zikaron b'alma. It's not an iser to learn and to have a shir between mincha and mariv on Shabbos afternoon. It's just a minhag. V'atam kanal b'sivkat n'vav. V'davka shalo l'mul b'chavrusa. Aval shnayim shnayim lomdim b'vateyam, kamo chavrus over here means like a chabura. It means that it shouldn't be like a large gathering of people, a public gathering of people to learn together. But two people learning in their own homes is fine. Kamo shkos v'yardeh, shindal mem, sif yuches, linya nasi shmeis. Because that's even fine to do when an actual nasi dies. Bein mincha l'mayriv, haynu kshu samach l'chashecha. Bein mincha l'mayriv means if you're davening mincha late in the day when it's almost shkia, you go to like a 1 o'clock mincha and it's a summertime and Shabbos is over at 8 o'clock. Ah, 7 hours of bittul Torah mandated. 7 hours of bittul. No, it's only when it's samach l'chashecha. V'lochein haminig l'drosh kodem mincha. So if they say that they hold the drasha, they do it before mincha. V'im nimshcha drasha ad samach l'chashecha azay lo yomur prakim o shir amalos. If the drasha goes until samach l'chashecha, so don't say prakim o shir amalos because they should chulukayim su d'shlish b'zmana, because you got to make sure you get shalosh shudis in time. Ubel yirabi isa b'shem al busha yom tov shorah l'rabu maral mi prag kama pa'amim shedarish ben mincha l'mariv. The yirabi writes that in the name of the malbusha yom tov, that his rebbe, the Maral Miprag held the drasha between mincha mariv. Al kein yirad b'zmanenu in the mnoaza. So therefore, nowadays we should not withhold from this. Ki yadua shematzav b'avonot sein rabbi bezem mekom shoskanos kama nashim bezem medrash b'sicha b'teila. Because what's the alternative? People just stam shmuz. That's much worse. B'vaday tov yosel l'shmoa oz divrei musar kadei shelo yavo l'zeh. Better to be hearing divrei musar. Better to hold the drasha than to just have people being mevatel their time, wasting their time away. Rav Shechter happens to be actually pretty makbid about this. He encouraged us not to have a shiur between mincha and mariv. I said to him, but then people aren't going to come for the shiur at a different time. That's the time that people go, okay, if they're not going to come at a different time, then you should do it. Meaning like the Mishnah Berurah, if it's going to be batala, otherwise, then you should do it. But if you have one slot that you can make a shiur, and it's going to be the same crowd, so then better to do it not between mincha and mariv. So to review what we learned today, first, we said women are chayiv in shalosh shudis either because of avhein or because they're chayiv in everything related to Shabbos. Then we said at mincha we say uva l'tzion because we didn't say it in the morning, and we say vanis v'lasi to highlight how the Jewish people celebrate with ruchnias. And then we learned that the kaddish after laning at mincha is at the yomid right before Shmon Esrei and not at the bima right after laning, because we can't say both. We can't have two kaddishim because there's nothing to separate them. And then we said that on days that we would say Tachnun, we say Tzidkascha, either because Moshe, Yosef, and David died Shabbos at Mincha, or because the Rishaim are returning to Gehenim at that time. And then finally we said that the minig is not to have a shir, because based on Midrash HaBatal, so not to have a shir between Mincha and Mariv, but if otherwise it's going to be Batala, then and Sicha B'Tela, then people should have a shir between Mincha and Mariv. Okay, B'Shem, on Sunday we'll pick up with Simon Reish Sadi Kimmel. Everyone have a good night.